Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Monday. Well, the Aussie market did reasonably well to improve today by around 0.6%. The ASX 200 up about 41 points, and that means we closed the day at 6,933. Now, this is nowhere near as strong as the US market's moves on Friday, which were about twice as impressive. But keep in mind that Dow futures are pointing to a bit of a shaky start later on this evening, and there is a lot in coming days which could keep markets just a little on the nervous side. So we've got, for example, tomorrow, the US midterm elections, something that's only held once every 4 years in the United States, a number of seats, both in the House of Reps and also the Senate, which will be up for grabs. So that will be quite a close race. A tight race is expected, and that could certainly be a test for President Biden as well. But one of the key risks is going to come through on Thursday. That's going to be an update on US inflation. And we know that the hotter this number is going to be, the worse it's probably going to be as far as how markets are going to initially respond. Because bigger inflation or hotter inflation means more aggressive rate hikes, and that generally is a negative for markets. So that wouldn't be surprising to see, you know, a bit of volatility coming through in markets for most of the week. But today, really, it was the banks doing quite poorly and the mining stocks actually doing really well. A bit of a tug of war, and one that the miners won today. Now, the banks, which were up as much as 12% last month, came under a lot of pressure today. A few things happening here, but Westpac released its profit results, its full year numbers, mixed numbers really, but its shares fell about 4%. Cash profit and revenues were down. However, its margins, at least in recent months, have improved. The dividend was also bigger than what it paid out a year earlier at 64 cents per share. It's also managed to cut expenses, but it did also warn that the aggressive rate hikes by the Reserve Bank recently might be a little bit of a weight on the company in the coming months. National Bank was down 1.3%. It will be the last of the major banks to release their results on Wednesday, so that will be watched very closely indeed. And ANZ and Macquarie both traded ex-dividend today, and that's why we had falls of roughly 4.5% for ANZ and about 1.5% for Macquarie. Now, the fact that they went ex-dividend means that they'll be paying out dividends to those who were eligible in the middle of December. We also had Queensland-based insurer Suncorp under just a little bit of pressure today, but it came out with an update and said that the storms and floods, which have hit mainly Victoria and New South Wales recently, will cost the company as much as $530 million. Now, that's just for the period between July and October. We also had coal miner Coronado, one of the worst performers today. It fell back by about 7%. Now, that seemed to be coinciding with an update suggesting that merger talks with the largest coal producer in the United States called Peabody has fallen through. And also casino operator The Star fell back by roughly 2% today. It's facing another class action in Victoria. Now, the main reason why our market finished higher today were very strong and somewhat surprisingly strong improvements coming through for many of our major mining stocks. Now, we had a big lift in commodity prices on Friday. Iron ore was up 2%. Oil was up 5%. Copper was up around 7%. BHP was up around 5%, as was Fortescue Metals today. And BHP will actually be out with a hold its AGM or annual meeting with investors this Thursday. Now, the reason why this is slightly surprising is what's going on in China at the moment. So essentially, they've just had the biggest spike in COVID cases in 6 months. And Chinese officials over the weekend essentially doubled down on the idea that they'll just keep locking things down. They'll keep having restrictions in place. No changes to COVID policy anytime soon, according to officials in the last couple of days. But also economic news in China was a bit disappointing today. Actually, exports out of China to the rest of the world have actually declined for the first time in over 2 years in China. So that is a sign of a slowdown in demand globally. Now, looking ahead to tonight, there's not a huge amount this evening to really move markets, but we do have a few companies releasing results like TripAdvisor, for example, and also some data on consumer credit, which is really not a market moving event. But something else to consider, especially for those who trade the US markets, is that daylight saving has ended in the United States over the weekend. So from tomorrow morning, the US market will actually close at 8 a.m. Sydney time rather than 7 a.m. and will open at 1:30 a.m. rather than 12:30 a.m. So important, obviously, if you trade those markets. But if you're looking at markets also in the morning when you wake up, of course, keep in mind that markets will take a little longer to close. On that note, the Aussie dollar at around 64.3 US. And have a great week, everyone.